Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Getholeno. The Union Home Ministry has asked the states and union territories to conduct mock drills tomorrow to evaluate civil defense preparedness. The ministry has decided to organize civil defense exercise and rehearsal across the 244 categorized civil defense districts of the country. The conduct of the exercise is planned up to the village level. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan is scheduled to hold a meeting with Chief Secretaries of States on civil defense mock drill today. We have a report.
The primary objective of the mock drill is to assess the effectiveness of air raid warning system, operationalize of hotline or radio communication links with the Indian Air Force, as well as to test the functionality of control rooms. The exercise also includes training of civilians and students on the civil defense aspects to protect themselves in the event of hostile attack. Besides, the provision of crash blackout measures, provision for early camouflaging of vital installations, and update of the evacuation plan and its rehearsals are also included in the mock drill.
Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday spoke to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and strongly condemned the terror attack in Pahalgam in India. During the telephonic conversation, Mr. Putin conveyed his deepest condolences on the loss of innocent lives and expressed full support to India in the fight against terrorism. He emphasized that the perpetrators of the heinous attack and their supporters must be brought to justice. Prime Minister Modi conveyed greetings to President Putin on the celebration of the 80th anniversary of Victory Day and invited him for the annual summit to be held in India later in the year. India and Japan have condemned terrorism in all forms and reaffirmed their commitment towards strengthening the bilateral relations and contributing towards regional peace. The two nations reviewed the defense and security pillars of the India-Japan Special Strategic and Global Partnership during the bilateral meeting held between Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and his Japanese counterpart General Nakatani in New Delhi yesterday. Both leaders agreed to add new dimensions to the robust maritime cooperation between India and Japan. In his opening remarks, Mr. Singh thanked the government of Japan for their strong expression of solidarity with India in wake of the Pahalgam terrorist attack.
I would like to thank the government of Japan for their strong expression of solidarity with India in the wake of the Pahalgam terrorist attack. Excellency, I take this opportunity to compliment you for your immense contribution in deepening of the Indo-Japan defense relations.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday chaired a meeting of the Committee for the Appointment of CBI Director. The meeting, which was held at the Prime Minister's office in New Delhi, was attended by Chief Justice of India, Justice Sanjeev Khanna, and Leader of the Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi. The meeting comes ahead of the end of the two-year term of incumbent CBI Director Pravin Sood on 25th of this month. Union Home Minister and Minister for Cooperation Amit Shah has said that the implementation of the three new criminal laws introduced under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi will enhance the efficiency and accountability of the police at the grassroots level. Mr. Amit Shah yesterday chaired a review meeting in New Delhi with Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena and Chief Minister Rekha Gupta to review the implementation of three new criminal laws in the national capital. Addressing the meeting, he issued directives to ensure accountability of officers in the implementation of these criminal laws. He emphasized that the process of filing charge sheets within 60 and 90 days must be continuously monitored with strict adherence to their timelines. Mr. Shah further directed that efforts be made to increase the conviction rate in cases of heinous crimes by at least 20%. And now, in the Khelo India Youth Games in Bihar, Karnataka has maintained supremacy and currently holds first place in the medal tally with 9 medals. It includes 4 gold and 5 silver. Delhi holds the second position with 6 medals, including 2 gold, and Rajasthan is in the third place with 3 medals, including 2 gold. Today is the third day of the Khelo India Youth Games. Competitions in hockey, table tennis, cycling and rugby will commence today. Among today's major sporting events, medals will be decided in various categories of sepak takraw, judo, swimming and shooting. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.